in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
The aftermath of a devastating suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan, as suspected Islamist militants stormed a government building in Jalalabad Tuesday, taking dozens of people hostage.
I was sitting in my store and saw the gunmen entering the building. They started shooting, and one of them blew himself up at the gate.
Residents could be seen fleeing from the area as security forces closed in.
That was Reuters reporter Sarah Charlton. Two questions loom large as Paul Manafort prepares to walk into a federal courtroom on Tuesday. VOA's Phil Bolexio has a preview of his federal trial.
The two questions might very well be, will President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman spend what effectively could be the rest of his life in prison? Or will special counsel Robert Mueller be handed a defeat in his team's first trial since his appointment more than a year ago? Those questions will be answered by 12 jurors selected this week as Manafort's trial on tax evasion and bank fraud charges gets underway at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump declared on Tuesday collusion is not a crime as he continued his attacks on special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into leaks between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Trump echoed comments by one of his lawyers, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, about collusion not specifically being an offense in the U.S. legal code. Trump has reluctantly acknowledged Russia interference in the 2016 election, but has called the investigation a big hoax. This is VOA News. Iranian officials have reacted skeptically to President Trump's comments that he is willing to negotiate with his Iranian counterpart. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tehran had previously ruled out one-on-one talks with the Trump administration following the president's decision to pull out of the deal, which gave Iran relief from sanctions in return for curbs on its nuclear program. Now Tehran's semi-official ISNA news agency has quoted a senior political advisor saying that for talks to happen, the U.S. needs to rejoin the deal. Iran hopes such a move would bring an end to economic uncertainty. The currency has been in free fall and hit a new low on Monday. Many people have seen their savings dwindle and purchasing power drop. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight U.S. states and Washington, D.C. are suing the Trump administration for allowing a Texas man to distribute instructions on how to make printable three-dimensional guns. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson is leading the lawsuit and said the downloadable plans are coming August 1st.
Defense Distributed plans to post its downloadable ghost guns online this Wednesday.
The blueprints created by the Texas company allow anyone with a 3D printer to make the parts for a plastic gun that would cost just a few $100s. The lawsuit by the eight states and the District of Columbia say allowing people to make their own plastic guns violates state controls over weapons. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Some 36,000 firefighters are struggling against one of the most destructive wildfires in California's history. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports they hope calmer winds on Tuesday will allow them to make more progress in carving out buffers to contain the blaze.
Firefighters in Redding, California are hoping for more calm winds on Tuesday as they battle one of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history. Since turning from a brush fire into a deadly inferno last week, the Carr Fire has destroyed more than 800 homes. 37,000 people have been forced to evacuate, with more than 104,000 acres of land reduced to ash. Six people are dead, with seven others still missing.
That was Reuters' Nathan Frandino. A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest while being tried on terrorism charges. The Trump administration has threatened sanctions as part of a pressure campaign to free the pastor. Zimbabwe's opposition accused the Election Commission Tuesday of deliberately delaying results of this week's vote in favor of the ruling party, reporting irregularities. Some local results from parallel parliamentary elections have been declared, but the presidential results may not be ready until Saturday. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music today.